I am saying it is there already as a force saving. If they are going out for something, let it be a voluntary saving, Mr. Ellis. Some people can afford it. Most of we can't, Mr. Ellis. So that's where's the problem.
But you're caught in a situation where the country as a whole cannot afford a maintenance of the status quo.
Well, that is true. And just how the country can't afford it, we can't afford it either. Mr. Ellis.
So you have a choice between going after the saving, cutting the salary or taking 25 or 20% of the salary of a public servant or 10% or whatever and putting it in bonds. If not that, and let's take your point that it is something that should be forced upon people. People should be able to exercise a choice, okay? Because you know the government itself, you know how I feel about how the government does tell the public sector, the private sector one thing, but does one behave in a completely different way? Because you remember, they're reminding private sector people, essentially, right, you can't just go and cut people's salary without their consent.
It is illegal.
Right. So if it was good for the goose, as some people will tell you, what's good for the goose ought to be good for the gander. But in reality, it does not work like that. We see that every day.
That is what I'm saying, Mr. Ellis. There's some people that probably clear the mortgage and clear maybe the car loans and clear things that might be able to go that route. There's people that can't even entertain that. You know, people don't even have enough disposable income to run them through a month. They're working for a fair salary, but all of it committed in payments. They can't take nothing further, cut, Mr. Ellis. And anything offers should have been voluntary. And you trying to say, but you don't come back. I guess, remember when they were looking to lay off?
You.
When they was looking to lay off, I said, if you're looking to lay off 2,000, you could go for voluntary because you know it can be oversubscribed, and then you can pick out the ones that you want.
Okay.
So don't worry to tell me about this not coming with ideas. You know, whenever I come, I can come and give you an alternative. And here again, this should be voluntary. Don't come now after the shave, haircuts, and decapitations that they give people to come now to force this hair down on people too, Mr. Ellis. And the fourth estate should be
Here you go.
It is the perfect thing.
There you go.
When I have been very disappointing.
Oh, my goodness.
When I've been shaping up.
This
and you know,
thing.
I can give you, I can always got my eyes on the perfect thing.
All right.
We'll never take them off.
So be it. That's one of them subjects that comes back all the time, tired, old subjects that you know. I agree when you open up new areas and let's explore them and stuff, but repeating some of these things all the time, you know, you feel as though you get tired hearing the same thing all the time. And let me tell you something, and that is not only people who are Dems who call us. They got some bees who call here and repeat the same thing too. And they're just as boring as those who repeat it for the Democratic Labour Party side. All right, down to brass tacks.
Hello, hi, good afternoon, David.
Yes, sir, good afternoon.
When I say boring to who, the listeners or the moderators?
Well, anytime you, listeners especially, because they're the ones that we cater to more than anything else, anybody
else.
How
do you know the boring?
Because they're feedback. People give you feedback.
Good. David, anyway, I won't get into that because I ain't taking the bush tea from the body fever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I want to say to you, and I hope that you give me the opportunity to voice my concern about only two areas. I can start with this one. And I'm not knocking anybody, but let it shit fall where they may. I understand, and rightfully so, a unit was set up in the Prime Minister's office, head up by Mr. Corleone, who you know very well, to look after these areas that pong the areas not very long ago, in the same very program, about the person in St. Joseph and the person in Holy Selassie that living in a hole or rock hole or something.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that this is Corleone responsibility. Would you agree with that?
I don't think that is strictly speaking true. I thought the unit that was set up was largely focused on people who were displaced and needed to be retrained and that sort of thing, and to create new opportunities for people like that. There is another function, there are other government departments that go there and do that type of work that you're talking about. So I don't think that you're correct in putting that responsibility on his shoulders.
My mistake. I thought that was under the umbrella of Corleone looking after.
I don't think so. That's not my recollection.
To look after these displaced people, especially now, Corey have Mr. P on board.
You know, he got Mr. P on board?
Yes. you don't hear David?
No, I didn't know.
You tell David, I tell Dennis Johnson, you would not be hearing me. I taking a break.
Yeah.
Because I helping Corey. I working close with Corey. even though yesterday, Corey distanced himself from Mr. P when he was talking to me. So I don't know. I think that we got to go and look for Mr. P and give some sort of counseling or assistance someday. But
yeah.
Anyhow, I think I had to get that one. Oh, however, David, today, and please, let me report on what I heard. Last week, I heard Steve Blackett and I heard Peter Wickham. I was confidently sure that I hear a phone put down. But you know what? Later on, I still hear Steve Blackett and Peter Wickham in the conversation, and they had a normal good send-off. I mean, they send-off on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But this, I'm not here defending Steve Blackett. As far as Steve Blackett, and I'm no Dems now, but as far as Steve Blackett is concerned, I would say this, Steve Blackett in his political life had one off night, you know, one. And anybody, and you know, you work with him, you know Steve Blackett is not a ruthless guy. Steve Blackett pay attention to speaking well and dressing good. You understand? And I don't think he is a disrespectful guy. I don't think so.
No, but we passed that, you know. We have gone past that.
No, but I don't think it
is useful to come back to that. No, we've already dealt with that.
David, fair is fair. Okay?
Well,
that's all I want to say.
If you thought it was unfair, he spoke already.
I listened to the program last week, and I didn't get what people say.
Don't worry about it. Let's move on.
Steve, but I have to defend the truth.
Let's move on. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Stacks. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. First time calling.
Yes. How can we help?
As I'm trying to do my income tax, then to realize that NIS did not upload my pension to BRA, so I can't file. I contact NIS, and they print out the pension on paper, give it to me, and when I try to put it in, there's a box you can put it in, but then it is asking you for TIN number and P number belonging to NIS. Now, what I would like to know, which part of BRA can I go, Bridge Street, Weymouth, to get this thing solved? Because I can't file.
Okay, somebody from...
The government needs the money, and I need to file.
Yeah, somebody needs to tell us exactly what to do.
Right, I would like somebody from BRA to say if to come. Well, you have to go to them because NIS can't do it.
Yeah.
They were supposed to upload it from the beginning, but I guess, you know, things get out of hand with this COVID-19.
Yeah, and you only have a few days to file now.
Well, good luck to you. Yours shouldn't be a problem.
I said you, not me.
Oh, only a few days.
Well, we all have about a few days to file.
Yeah,
if you haven't filed already.
Trying to do this and to realize that there's no money there, you know, from NIS because they didn't upload it.
Okay.
So I know I have it on paper, but that's no help because it can't get into the system.
All right. Let's see if we can get somebody to respond to that on your behalf. Okay. It's 4 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, David.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A few callers ago, a gentleman called in and attributed some racist remarks. He determined to be racist remarks to Mr. Nasser.
Yes.
I'm not here to defend Mr. Nasser. You can do that, really. But I want us to be cautious and bring a balance to this, because that can easily be taken up and run as a red herring. I think Mr. Nasser's comments, he would have taken Mr. Nasser's comments largely out of context. I know that Mr. Nasser can be very emotive when he gets very, very emotional on radio and sometimes come across as combative. But Mr. Nasser has been nothing if not consistent in his call for black Barbadians to recognize their collective spending power and be cognizant of where they spend their money and encourage them to spend them in black business to help with the growth of black business. There's nothing remotely racist about that. And I would like to say that those comments, the comments made by the individual, are largely taken out of context. And that he should try to listen between the lines, if it were.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. If a white Barbadian business person had said to Barbadian whites exactly the same thing, you would have no objection to it.
I have a violent objection to that.
Why?
I'll tell you why, right? Because this is my philosophy. No country that I live in, of 90% black, controlling 10% of the wealth, can ever make a comment related to spend and economic enfranchisement that could be racist.
All right, then. So we understand your perspective on what is called racism. I am not here to change you. I can only say to you that if I apply the same principle, I'm sure that you will be very upset about it. So, well, that's your opinion, but you know what?
It is not on all fours.
Well, you could say what you want to say. That is not on all fours and all of that. But
we agree to disagree.
Yes. You had another point.
No, that was the point. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, Ms. Undecided, yeah.
Yes, first let me agree with Rex Lee, okay? Hello?
Yes.
About Mr. Blackett, I agree.
Please,
with
I don't
Lee.
Want to spend more time on that.
I know that. I just agree with Rex Lee.
Mm-hmm,
anyhow,
okay.
Mr. Ellis, on all the radio programs, you hear the same callers all the time, including me.
Right.
In all the programs, you hear the same callers. So don't mind that people talk about the get born. You hear the same callers. Only if you want to get praises. No, we will have to sing praises to you, Dane. But all the programs, you find the same call. You hear the same callers.
And what do you think causes that?
Pardon me?
What do you think causes that?
Because the calling, if they want to call, they will call like the rest of the regular callers. But they like to get behind a WhatsApp and texting. And criticize other persons. So we will be calling all the time. So that is their fault. Let them take it, let them eat it. Anyhow, Mr. Ellis, let me tell you, look, you see this COVID thing got a lot of people doing their foolishness, according to kids like Sondo. Let me tell you, people won't go hitting that salaries and for saving and so on. But let me tell you, the business owners get a lot of sweet kids. Why the government don't put back on the NSRL and put down the 10% tax on them? Well, you mean everything will be at the small man? We pay all the taxes, though.
But NSRL was not passed on to the small man. You thought that the people who paid it at the port, at the point of entry, were not passing it on. They were absorbing it and keeping it.
But I talk to see business people, the business people, the hold up and by NSRL, then they won't pay up front.
But even if they pay up front, they are then going to apply it to the cost of the goods that you are buying. And that's why I think you heard the Prime Minister yesterday saying that it was inflationary. It pushed prices up too far, because that's exactly how people would deal with it. So that's the other side of the NSRL. You think that the good side of it was that the business people were forced to pay up front, so they couldn't escape. But you still ended up paying for it.
Anyhow, the small man, that Belgian term, look, we get hit at all the taxes. Thing we don't get the ease out. You take one hand and you just give one hand and take back with the next hand, though, Mr. Ellis.
Well, you know what is particularly unfortunate about all of this? That we find ourselves, because of COVID, in an environment now where you remember that the government reduced corporation taxes for a number of companies.
Yes. I can get right off and get on all kind of right off.
But I'm dealing just with the corporation taxes and the reduction because of all that was happening with us as a result of what the OECD was doing and coming and blacklisting us all the time and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are now at a stage where the companies that have benefited from that kind of reduction in taxes are in a situation where they're saying, well, look, COVID got us, you know. So when we were on the cusp of being able or hoping that we will see some return coming out of the reduction in the corporation taxes and that will help to revive the economy,
mm-hmm.
we're slammed again because of COVID. And in all fairness, it is difficult to get into coming to a conclusion that the businesses are misleading us and they're not telling us the truth about these matters.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ellis,
yeah.
COVID only started from the 15th of March when the hotels went off and the business people went off from the 28th, the last day of work. So how we get in all these problems already? What the blame in it on?
Because there was a significant cut in people's revenue in April. And not only April, but many people looking at May and June, July, they are not seeing any immediate prospect of a significant improvement. So that is really where the problem lies. You're correct that many people, not all, but many people might have seen an improved situation in the first quarter of the year, where contrary to what some people are saying, you know, there was no evidence of any improvement. The business community can tell you that, generally speaking, there was an improvement in the first quarter.
But Mr. Ellis, look, when I spoke to Dr. Masker on this phone, Dr. Masker said everything good. You were hearing everything good, not everything bad. No, what? I can't understand
I'm not so sure that I can believe you that he said that everything is good because
he said the surplus good, he said things good. Are you hearing?
But he didn't tell you. Hold on. Did he not tell you that we are not yet out of the woods?
I can't remember. I can't remember hearing that at all.
But if you haven't heard it from Dr.
Mr. Ellis, look. All I was saying on the calling program, everything good. The DLP do the rest of the things, but everything good, no. I know everything is good.
I don't believe. I can't remember listening to the program with you and him, but I don't believe that any spokesman for the government could reasonably come and tell you that everything was good. Because what I have heard from the government, yes, there has been improvement in some areas, but Barbados is not yet out of the crisis.
So what will you rate yourself 100% on CBC last night, calling program, people's business? Everybody was getting 100%. So 100% give me you're doing good.
That's what they got. That's what they got last night, 100%?
Yes. The government is 100%, 100%, 400%.
So
nine should be buying, the boy shouldn't be going hitting 4-7.
What? Let me ask you.
The money should be cutting, the salary should be cutting.
Hold on a minute.
100%,
you're sharing lashes, but let me ask you something. And what rating would you give the government?
What rating will they give the government?
Yes, if not 100%, what?
Well, I would have to give them about 50%. Mr. Ellis? I would have to get about 50%.
50%?
Yes.
You're real stingy. That's what it would tell you.
I used to. crazy.
Chances are.
Well, they have 100%, so I can get a 50%.
Oh, okay.
Now, Miss Alice, you then get this of 100%, so nothing ain't wrong in the country altogether. Hey, it's 100%. I will give the government 100%. You hear all that? You hear from people business last night? People business. So nothing is wrong in the economy.
All right.
So I don't know where the four saving for. Everything good. You hear the same story too, Mr. Ellis. Everything good. Everything good. I believe in everything good.
I'm
calling all the staff on the 15th of March.
I listened to the Prime Minister's speech last night, and I didn't hear the Prime Minister say that everything was good. She said there was a significant improvement on where we are now versus where we would have been had the government not taken the steps, the government and people, taken the kind of sacrifice that had to be made back in the first year of the administration. But I don't hear everything is good. But perhaps we're listening to different people.
All right, then. That's just like the medical team. I can't understand them. Mr. Ellis?
Well, you can't understand them?
I can't understand the data that they're putting out there. So, 1 minute, the time is the last time I caught was about 95 people, but then I think it at 92. So, I don't know where they think. I just cannot get it figured out. That is true. I just can't. Then they come out, you ain't getting a press conference. I mean, you should get a press, like, this is about 4 weeks, no press conference. But all you hear, Mr. Carter coming out saying, well, you know, he used the thing, don't bundle up and so on. But you ain't hearing a press conference.
Yeah. Somebody want to know what. Good afternoon, David. You see why the program losing interest? Who see the program losing interest? We're all of them listening. Well, I can't believe. Don't misunderstand what you hear people about here saying. You know, the program isn't losing any interest. A handful of you want to give the impression that, you know, one of the great intellectuals in this country, and we just sit down and know everything that is supposed to be said and done, but never call, never write, never say nothing of any interest, but want to take on the people who call the program and then tell me about losing interest. The program has a lot more interest than you believe. And I'll tell you, I told you already, given what is happening in the country and the fact that people are really interested in what is happening with COVID, we have Barbadians at home and abroad who are part of it. I'm not buying what you're selling. You're just trying to be mischievous. And if you feel that strongly, way into the program. You're not. You are part and parcel of what makes it what it is. We're coming right back.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Up Close and Personal.
This is Up Close and Personal on Starcom Network.
Hey, this is Mr. Blood, and this is Up Close and Personal on Starcom Network.
Hey, guys, this is Up Close and Personal with Starcom Network. I'm your girl, Faye.
Yo, this is Yannick Hooper, and you're watching Up Close and Personal on Starcom Network.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Rhea Lane, and you are tuned into Up Close.
I'm
what is my most hilarious childhood memory?
What advice would I give my younger self?
What life lesson did I learn the hard way?
My favorite movie of all time.
Up Close and Personal on Starcom Network, the series where you get up close and personal with your favorite artists, creatives, and people. Don't miss a minute. Catch all the action on the Starcom Network social pages. The Beat 104, Hot 95.3 FM, VOB 92.9 FM, and Life 97.5 FM on Facebook and Instagram.
Nature's Discount would like to announce that our products are available online at our website, naturesdiscount.com. All the usual food, vitamins, sports supplements, and health and beauty care products are now available for curbside collection at our Pine Commercial Warehouse. Please be advised that supplies of heart and blood sugar maintenance and immune boosting products are all being restocked on a regular basis. If you have any problems ordering online, please call 625-9500. Please keep well in this crisis, and above all, Nature's Discount wishes you a happy and healthy day.
Coming up on this Monday's edition of Penalty Spot,
Former Barbados captain and a professional in England, Gregory Lalu Goodrich, is our star player. And in the club corner, we feature Pymans. We travel to Port of Spain for the latest on the ongoing saga between the former Trinidad and Tobago Football Association executive and FIFA, and the latest news from the European leagues, all on this Monday's edition of Penalty Spot, 6:15 on Voice of Barbados, in association with the Barbados Football Association.
Down to Brass Sacks, hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ali.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
I am good.
That's wonderful. If I had to give you three options, or saving, increasing taxes, or layoff, which you think would be the most acceptable?
Well, no, it depends upon your circumstances, you know. How you respond to that depends upon your personal situation.
Based on the situation that the country is in right now, financially, what do you think might be the best option then for the citizens?
Oh, boy. I think that in all of this, it is also influenced by the kind of example that is set. People as human beings will respond to what they see as positive gestures and stuff like that. Something has to be done, and there is no easy way out of this. Whatever decision is taken, my friend, you know there will be winners and losers. There will be those people who are going to say, you know, no matter what, I have been disadvantaged by this decision. It is a political capacity to be able to convince people that there is no other choice. But remember this, though. Whenever you are about to make any decision of this type, this is political and economic. There is always an alternative argument that is going to come at you.
I definitely agree with that.
So some people may say, okay, we have boosted the foreign reserves. Some person may say to you, okay, so don't we have latitude to borrow a little bit more then?
Mm-hmm.
That's a counter that you're likely to get, as opposed to hitting the people who are the ones who are paycheck to paycheck and that sort of thing. So however you swing, you're going to have an alternative argument.
Well, the forced savings to me, is technically borrowing, but they're forcing you to lend them the money. Because at a later stage, you will be repaid, right? This is how I see it. If they increase the taxes, say we don't go the route of 4-7, they increase taxes. But that's more money you're paying out. And at the later stage of the game, you don't have bonds or anything that you can cash in to recoup some of your money. If you look at layoffs now, there'll be people that would be sent home, and there'll be more people on the breadline. So to me, I would rather the 4-7, I would rather go that route, and you take out 20% of my salary, and be in a position that I can get that at a later date. That makes more sense to me. You know?
Well,
rather than you're increasing taxes, would be more or less more detrimental to me, because the prices of everything would go up.
But the prices are still going to go up, but you will have less money in your hands, because the price is not influenced only by what the government of Barbados does. It is also influenced by the tensions between the United States and China and stuff like that. So prices might still go up, but you got less disposable income in your hands. You know that.
Yes, but
So you got to. So then, in all of this, what you're gonna have to be starting to visualize is that your lifestyle is gonna have to take a bit of a cut. Because if you have less money out there in circulation, then that also impacts on business activity, doesn't it?
Correct.
Right, and business activity then translates into how many people you can employ.
Correct.
All right, so the alternative, the only counter to that I would see is that the government's activity would have to move into stimulus mode. The government will have to be right, so that you can offset that particular loss. That's how I would see it.